Say that again.
I like to go balls deep.
Everybody, what was saying? Show us Bob.
Bob Lament is an ass.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Paul's
you know why?
Why is that?
You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because he plays peekaboo with blind kids. Yeah. He's an ass. Let me tell you that right now.
I didn't realize that peekaboo was like a competitive sport. Can you win at that? I mean, honestly, can you win?
I don't know. I was by myself a lot today. I was doing the Connery voice. And I was thinking of weird things he would say. You're an ass.
You weren't like talking to your junk or anything during this.
Hey, junk, I got a joke for you.
You're doing the Connery voice.
I was answering the phone. Hello, Delta Auto Parts. Yes.
Yeah. By myself all day being Sean Connery.
That's the Chicago way.
My name is Wank, Soapy Wank.
You're looking for Pussy Galore, huh?
Well, you won't find it here.
You have come to the wrong place. Yeah. It's a big hostage party. Yes.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad you were entertaining yourself all day today. That's good.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles Title with Static Radio, by the way.
I'm glad you were keeping yourself busy while everyone was away.
I know.
Could have been doing the dishes or laundry or something, but...
I was the only one that had to work on MLK Day, I think, so...
Oh, that's right. You did have to work. That's true. Yeah.
And, hey, you know, I'm sorry, man, that you are going to be out of a job here pretty soon. I'm very... Seriously, sorry that.
Why?
Because, well, your days as a carny are going to be over, apparently, because Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers is going to be shutting down.
Oh, right, yeah, my carny days. Well, we got MLK Day off today, thank goodness.
Yes, so I'm sorry about that. I feel bad. You will not be.
I don't know. I think that's a bunch of hooey. I don't understand how they could be shutting down. I mean,
you're losing your job as an elephant. And I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's right. You know, Bob's other name's Jumbo, just so you,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. He works for Peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. I was like, what? I mean, just come back on the circus. I mean, it could still happen, you know.
I know. Maybe it's just a ploy. What do you think?
Could be. It could be like some kind of a PR ploy. Oh, no, the circus can't go away. You know.
Yeah.
I saw the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus when I was a kid at the Assembly Hall in Champaign, Illinois. I remember that. And I had circus peanuts, but they weren't the kind that were peanuts. They were the kind that were candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, circus peanuts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're like orange. Pink or blue.
Yeah.
Orange. Yeah. They're
like
all sugary.
Yeah, it was very sugary, yes.
Yeah,
That was the only thing I remember from the whole day was this, those candy.
And being touched by a clown.
Well, we were pretty far up, so you know, these were probably the free tickets just to fill the stands. So
that was extra if you wanted to be felt by a clown. I think.
That's right. We're not paying extra for that.
My dad wouldn't pay for that. So
yeah, exactly.
Wow. See, you learn something new about Mr. Bob Lament every week. Yeah,
yep, that. I went and saw the circus.
Assembly Hall. How about that? How about that?
That's right. It was way, we were way up high. I remember that.
Yeah. Wow.
If you've ever been to University of Illinois, they have a big thing called the Assembly Hall. That's where all the basketball games and the functions happen. So.
No, I have not. I have not been there, no.
And the football games happen beside the Assembly Hall.
You know, I have been to their state. I actually did march with the band.
The kazoos and triangles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did march there once. Yeah.
At the inner city Chicago kazoo and triangle band? Yeah.
We do like Indiana Jones with kazoos.
There you go.
Kids with like combs and like with pieces of paper against the combs.
That's right, wax paper and combs.
Yeah, we're pretty cool. So,
sponsored by Goody. Remember Goody combs?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what they used to give away free when you go get like your picture taken in school? Like when you're a little kid, they'd give you like a free comb. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember the name on those combs. I just remember the rat tail combs and the big combs, like from the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
They'd have them sticking out of their back pockets, and then like people would have these giant combs.
Oh, yeah.
And they would hit you with them. They would hit you with them. It was a weapon.
I don't remember that, but yeah, I mean, I've been hit by a lot of objects, but not by a comb.
Yeah, well, they would hit you with them, and it hurt. Yeah. So, and they were made of like hard plastic, and they wielded them like swords. It was terrible.
Were you tied up in a sack when this happened?
No. Your brother that was a blanket. That was not.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, my brother did have one of those combs, and I believe he did hit me with it a time or two, but it happened. I mean, school, people had these things, you know.
Yeah, I think my brother had it, too. He had some kind of weird comb, I think, he carried around and stuff.
Yeah, they're like weapons, I'm telling you.
Like a film, he never took pictures, but he always carried like a little film canister with him and stuff. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting.
That's something else.
So. Yeah, he also had this metal, like, golf pencil. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's like it looked like a Coke can, but it wasn't, with the top screwed off.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about.
So, hey, I got to experience life as Miles Tidal on Saturday night, specifically.
People like to say this, and then I'm always so... You know, like, okay, what could possibly have happened in your life?
Well, guess. You want to guess? I set it up. What do you want to guess, then?
Let me see here. You went somewhere public.
Yes.
And something happened, some weird interaction that you witnessed.
Okay. Noel, no. Okay.
And you... got kind of sucked into it somehow. You didn't want to, but you were into it.
No. Now you're way off.
Yeah. No.
You were on it for a minute, but now you're way off. So.
All right. Well, okay. Fill us in. What happened?
So, you know, it was big Icemageddon, or whatever you want to call it, this weekend. We're supposed to have this terrible, terrible, crippling ice storm. And they started shutting things down like at, 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah.
So nothing really happened, and but they shut everything down. But anyway, on Saturday, it still wasn't happening, even though I said, it might still happen. You never know.
Right.
So my wife's like, I want to go get dinner. And I'm like, okay, we'll go get dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So she has this Mexican place that she likes to go to. So she's like, we're going to go to this Mexican place. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I like Mexican food.
El Rancho Rito.
El Burrito. And so we go there, and it's like a sit-down place. It's not like Taco Bell or anything. This is like like a restaurant. And so
good food. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the family who runs it is actually, you know, from some place that speaks Spanish. They all speak Spanish.
St. Louis.
Or in parts unknown. So we're sitting there. As my daughter, my wife, and I went, and my son didn't want to go. So we sat down, and the guy comes up, and he speaks to us in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I don't speak Spanish. I've never spoken Spanish. Mm-hmm. I have a very limited vocabulary in Spanish. So we're sitting there. My wife is like fiddling with her phone, and the guy comes up and he says something in Spanish. And I said to my wife, I'm like, he wants to know what drink you want. And he's like, oh, right? So, you know, he's like this in light. Oh, this guy speaks Spanish. So we tell him our drink orders in English, and he goes off, and then he comes back, and he says, you know, and he asks us if we want chips and salsa in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, yeah, we want chips.
Yeah.
And so the guy totally buys in that I understand what he's saying, only it's just contextual.
Right.
They
right.
always ask if you want chips. So he's like, so I mean, the whole meal, he keeps coming back. Do we want to refill? My wife again fiddling with the, you know, phone, and I'm like, yeah, she wants a refill. And I'm just totally building up that this guy really thinks that I understand what he's saying.
Oh my god! Yeah, he's probably asking for like your daughter's phone number or something. Like, yeah, sure, sure, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
He was an older gentleman, and so the whole thing. That's why I said I'm you, because you always like to think you can speak Spanish.
Oh, I could speak the hell out of Spanish. Oh, the hell out of it, man.
Well, how would you ask me what kind of drink I would want?
Pepsi.
No, he said it. He said, you know, like donde, you know, liquido or whatever he said.
Liquido de pantalones. Liquido de pantalones para ti, para ti. Tus niños es supertado de pantalones.
So, I mean, it got to be ridiculous, and my daughter was laughing at me. My wife was laughing at me. This guy really thinks that I know understand what he's saying.
Sombrero.
So I did mess up when he asked me if we wanted the box. I said, yeah, we'll take the check. He's like, no, no. And he said it again. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I need a box for this. And but they thought it was hilarious to think that this guy actually bought into my contextual assessment of what he was asking me.
Perdón.
Now, I did not try to speak Spanish. You would have tried to speak Spanish back to him. I did not. I didn't even say gracias or anything like that, so.
Perdón me, gordo.
Yeah.
Feo.
He didn't say gordo. I know that word from you, so.
Pendejo?
Yeah. No. So we're leaving, and he says something I don't even know what it was, and I just said, yeah, thank you. I have no idea what he was saying.
Chupame.
But I was totally, you know, copping like that I knew what he was saying, and he was buying into it, so at least I thought he was. He may not have been. Who knows?
Next thing you know, there's like a birthday cake coming to your table and stuff. What the hell?
That's right. Oh, happy birthday.
How did I order?
Yeah. Felice birthday or whatever. So.
$200 bill? Jeez.
Yeah, what the hell? I was buying drinks for everybody in the place every time he walked up.
Jesus de Cristo.
No, he was very nice, and it was just funny. It was just like,
everyone's patting you on the back, like, hey, yeah. Man, what's going on?
My wife's like, you're such an ass. And I'm like, eh.
You know, you're an ass.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, what can I say, you know? I'm like being like Miles. He totally does this.
Yeah, my wife's been all embarrassed. Quit! They're mad! No!
Yeah, so it was good food, though. It always is when we go there, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, you'll be going there more, I guess.
Next time I go, the guy will come up and start, like, having a conversation with me, like, I don't speak Spanish.
I don't know.
Say, parlez-vous français?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, it was just funny though, because I don't know if he truly believed that I did, but he certainly let on that he thought I did. So
yeah, well,
he could have been right. playing me for all I know. It doesn't matter if it was funny.
Yeah, the joke's on you. Yeah, then you're like, I'm gonna tip this guy like $20, man. This is hilarious.
Well, I never write out the tip, so it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, the guy's laughing and is like, sucker.
Sucker, yeah. He's like, hey, I'm going to get a big tip out of this douchebag up there.
Gordon, yeah. Mucho comida para ti.
My wife always makes, I just sign the thing. My wife makes out everything else. So.
Yeah.
So anybody who, a lot of times, especially if you're a waitress, they cater to the guy at a restaurant a lot of times because they think he's the one that's going to be filling everything out. It doesn't work on me. I never fill anything out.
Hon and baby and sweetheart. And you get all that.
Yeah.
Hon, you need some more, hon.
Yeah. And then they ignore the women, and then my wife's the one that fills out the tip every time. So.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Good point.
Yeah. Whenever we're together, I never fill out the tip, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, actually, half the time I don't even pay. So that.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in dash.
Well, no, I mean, she takes care of that. I don't dash. So, anyway, I just was like, wow, this is what Paul feels like all the time.
Yeah.
Total poser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just gets people to buy in, you know, that's what happens.
That movie, personality.
Donde esta...
Donde esta...
Whatever. Milzo titolo español.
Te gusta putas?
Yeah, you're asking, like, where's the back room or whatever.
Yeah, do you like horrors?
Oh, okay. So this is the title experience right here.
But I can speak. I just talk dirty. That's
what I was gonna say. Like, yeah, you just get people mad at you. So that was my ice storm dining experience with no ice storm.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
So my children. I've got me started on a new thing now.
It's called a diet.
It's not a diet, asshole. No, it's not.
It's like called shutting the door when you're using the bathroom.
Yeah, they got me started on that. No, I had a record player that was like a combination deal. It was supposed to look like an old time kind of record player, it was new, but.
Yeah.
And somehow it got trashed. I don't know how. It just quietly ended up trashed.
That's a lot of things happen that way, yeah.
It was like a CD player. It could play cassettes. It could play LPs.
You know, wow. That's like everything.
We've had it for about 8 years. It got quietly trashed one day. I went to go use it. Like, motherfuck, what the hell? It's broken. What the? No one will fess up. No, I don't know. It's an act of God. We don't know. All right. So, for Christmas, they buy me, a new portable record player, which is very nice. It wasn't very much, but it works. And they bought me some LPs.
They bought you what?
Some old LPs.
Oh, old LPs. Okay.
LPs, yeah. For old people,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to figure out what that was, yeah.
LPs, you know.
LPs, long play. Yeah.
33 and a third.
Right, yeah,
45s,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, just 33s. And, it's because they knew I had a couple, old Steve Martin, records that I enjoyed.
The wild and crazy guy.
Oh, I wanted to be Steve Martin so bad when I was a little kid. God, I wanted to be Steve Martin. Jeez.
Didn't work out.
Huh?
Didn't work out.
I wanted to look like Dan Haggerty, too, and that didn't work out either. But
you're probably closer to Haggerty than you are to Martin.
Haggerty now, yeah.
A little closer to Haggerty in a way, or at least, Ben,
Yeah, I'd look more like
the grizzly bear. Yeah.
I look like Ben if they shaved the bear, basically.
Yeah, had a dumb haircut, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, so...
Polish bear.
The next town over, there's actually a store. Oh, so I'm calling right now, matter of fact. There's a store.
Hello, this is the store in the next town.
Just tell them the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
And,
It's probably my mom. My mom's calling to check in on you.
Yeah, she's like, Miles, I don't like you speaking Spanish to my son.
But one time your phone actually works. Okay.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm still throwing off my game on it. Oh, my God. For the love of God. Somebody. For the love of God. So... I go with my youngest son, and I go, I want to go to this record store the next town over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And, anyway, so I go there, I go, you know, I'm looking for some more comedy albums.
Yeah.
I go, I want to look for some comedy albums, because he had bought me some, and I go, I want to get a few more. He's like, let's go.
And some Carlin, maybe some Carlin.
Carlin, all that stuff I'm looking for, yes.
Emo Phillips, your favorite.
Let me tell you about the phone that kept ringing.
I remember when I was a little boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I go back, and there's a big section of the store I didn't even know existed. Like, there's like a whole upstairs full of like LP records. Like,
oh, that's the porno room, I thought maybe it was. Yeah.
Well, you're getting close. Way in the back, I go, where's the comedy stuff? My son's like, it's way back there, Dad. Gonna go way back. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because he'd been in there previously.
You see where those kind of saloon doors are? You go past through them.
No, so like, you know, there's different, you know, there's jazz and whatever, you know, hard rock and all sorts of stuff I'm walking past. And yeah. I get to the comedy and I start thumbing through it. And all of a sudden, there's like all these naked women albums. I'm like, what the hell?
You're like, I gotta. How much for these? Is what you first thing you said.
Yeah, I know. Like, is there a deal on these at all?
What could be on the album if it's on the cover? I mean, I don't know.
It was like women laughing and moaning. I don't know what the hell. I'm like, what the hell, man? It's also like naked women, like topless '60s women, you know.
Yeah.
Natural, you know, pointy boobs and stuff. And
oh, there you go. I can see you probably picked up. Is this like 10 for a dollar? Because I.
Is this in Braille?
Yeah, my wife made me get rid of. If I'm collecting these things, makes a difference. These collector items.
I thought that was really weird, man. You know, like, oh, see, Bob Newhart, Cheech and Chong, some girl with boob.
Hey, oh, what? There you go. How nice.
So I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, we got to wrap it up because I knew my son had to go to work later on that day. I'm like, we got to get going.
Yeah, well, I got to get out of here. The Viagra's kicking in.
Yeah, I got to take care of some stuff right here.
Sean Connery's got to talk to me.
I was you know, disheartened because I could not find any Cheech and Chong. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, oh, well, there you go.
I'm like, well, you know, I do enjoy a good Cheech and Chong, you know, here
Sergeant
and there.
Sergeant Stadenko.
Man, my son's like, yeah, I'm ready to go in 1 minute. Give me one more minute. I'm like, all right.
I'm and over here at the comedy albums, Dad, looking at all these.
Yeah, no, he's pretty shy. Yeah, he's staying away from that. And so I'm looking at children's, and lo and behold, what should be in children's? Cheech and Chong.
In children's?
I'm like, what the hell is big bamboo or whatever it's called, big bamboo?
Huh.
The one that looks like a giant thing of rolling papers. I'm like, what the hell is this doing in children's?
Maybe somebody's hiding it.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
They're like, I want to get this, but I can't get it tonight, you know.
Yeah.
I'm buying too many of these naked lady records, so I'll just put it over here until next time.
So if you enjoy 60 boobs, man, 60-ish boobs, then go down to your old record store, you can find one.
What was the name of that album, just out of curiosity?
I looked it up. It was a guy that was
like. You're like, I can find all these covers on the internet.
No, it was a guy that did like bachelor party jokes or something. I forget his name.
Okay.
But I'll have to go back and research that.
Frank Gorshin, the Riddler.
Frank Gorshin plays topless.
That's right. Don't look at me, look at her.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of the album. That was the name of the album. Don't look at me.
Laugh at my boobs.
That's right. And laughing my tits off. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they had that at all.
Yeah, I had to go back there with my cell phone camera. Now you
see. Oh, yeah. So, see, there you go. I'll be like, oh, please don't take pictures of the naked ladies from the 60s, please.
Sir, please. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, you can find all those online if you really...
Yeah, you don't have to buy them here.
No. You're not going to buy anything.
You go online and listen to that crap.
Hey, it's $20 for a good time.
Bring your own lotion.
Or 10 for a dollar if you want to take those off my hands. Well, that's interesting. I were they like Playboy albums or something? They...
No, I don't know. I think it's just like this guy that did like some kind of like adult jokes for the time. For the time, I think they were kind of edgy, kind of.
It was like Andrew Dice Clay before he hit it big. Or...
Yeah, kind of. No, I don't know. I didn't even reckon it was like a name you would know. You know, it wasn't even like, you know, hey.
Joey Bishop.
Joey Bishop, right here. How about that? Joey Bishop, right here.
How interesting. Go figure.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, this is going to be your new hangout on the weekend? Or?
Pretty much, yeah. Or so what? If you want me, or I'll be.
I don't know why. Normally when people flip through the albums, they flop forward, but for some reason his are standing straight up. That's odd, would you say?
Yeah. Hmm. I'll take some pictures.
Yeah, whatever. I don't need, you know.
No, I think you need.
It's not for me, it's for your own amusement.
I know people are enjoying it.
I think that they were Abe Vigoda does the bachelor party jokes is what it was.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda. The edgy Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, that's when he was all blue. He was all working blue.
Abe Vigoda.
Back in the 60s. My shoes smell so bad.
How bad
do they smell, Abe? She used them to burn off her brassiere. No, that was the joke. Burning the brassiere.
Oh, I don't know the end of the show. I'm sorry.
It can be. All right, we'll end on that. Abe Vigoda.